Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another chapter of our Flock and Gather podcast. I'm Alan Scher. I run the Spa Industry Association. I have another Minnesota friend today, Jessica Hock, who runs Moxie and Mala. Hugs to you, Jessica. How are you?
Hi, Alan. I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited.
Good. I'm so glad you're with us. As you know, I love the malas that you have made for me. We're going to talk about those a little bit today. But before we got on the air, we started the conversation about meditation and mindfulness. And I'm thinking about all the M's that I know that relate to our business. But those come to mind. They're top of mind. In fact, this morning I talked to my friend at Natura, and I was telling her, I try and take Saturdays to do mindful self-care. Like sometimes I don't even respond to email. There's a lot of days on Saturday, I won't even look at the phone. I just need a day. I mean, let's face it, we all need digital because we're living in the digital world. But don't you find you need to escape it and get meditative on occasion?
Oh, absolutely. Especially because of the way we're living right now and everything that's going on, finding that center and living with a little bit of mindfulness is going to go a long way, especially with sort of these interesting times that we're living through right now.
No doubt. I spent the last 2 days as the MC for the Self Therapy Association. It's the third year. And they had two speakers on, both experts in breathing. And I always laugh thinking, oh, you're right, someone needs to be told how to breathe. But one of the guys, I'm sorry, I'm forgetting his name, but he's got a national best-selling book, New York Times, blah, 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 on reading, who mentioned that 50% of people breathe through their mouth because they're either overweight or they've had not great habits in their life or they have allergies and their nose passages have shrunk down. And he started talking about how bad it is to breathe through your mouth. And so you can't see, but I made my little post-it note of my breathing exercises. So I get back to parasympathetic and I remember that I'm supposed to breathe correctly.
Oh my goodness. So important. Yeah.
Definitely. And the gal who did the first one, she said, okay, I'm going to show you how to do the lion. And I'm going, I love the lion. And she it's one of the first things she does in the morning. And she says, by the time she hits the morning kitchen, she still wants her coffee, but it's not driving her crazy to get to coffee because you get everything moving in your system, et cetera.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
Long before I knew you, I had a hippie working for me in my old company, and he was big on the lie, and I could hear him halfway down the hall. And just, you know what, he's just breathing out the lie. It was the funniest thing ever.
Keeping the office in line.
people have always heard the word meditation, and you're a yoga instructor. You're a yoga master too. So tell me, what is
instructor?
The word? Yoga instructor?
Yeah, not master, you know.
Honey, in my life, you're a master to me, okay? So we're going to go with that. But I know there's a difference of terms.
Yeah.
What does the word meditation mean? What is that all about?
Meditation. So my interpretation of meditation is really going to be about finding that space between your thoughts and your reaction to them, right? So when we are in a time where everything is so reactionary and people are having a hard time having conversations because they're reacting so quickly, having that meditation time allows you to pause before you react, right? So meditation is sort of the quieting of the busyness of the mind. It's called chitti vritti, right? And in the sutras, it talks about chitti vritti nirodha. So it's about calming the whirlings of the mind. So it's basically, our mind is going to think thoughts. That's what it's meant to do, right? If it wasn't thinking thoughts, we'd be dead. So thank you, brain, for all of your beautiful ideas. But meditation brings you to this place of stillness where you control those thoughts. And you can do that, like you said, by following your breath as well. And finding that mindfulness. And so you create this space between your reaction to your world and your thoughts.
I like it. Okay, talk to me about mindfulness. How is that different than meditation?
So mindfulness is really being intentional about what you're doing. So if you are having a conversation, or even if you're making your coffee in the morning, you can be very mindful and intentional about what you're doing. So sometimes we'll use the coffee as an example. Let's say you're making your coffee and you're thinking about, here's my to-do list, here's who I'm going to see, what are my appointments? You're just kind of going through the motions and making that coffee, right? But if you're doing it mindfully, you're thinking about, what is the mug that I'm going to use? What kind of beans am I roasting or am I grinding? And how does it smell? How does it feel when I taste it? So it's really this sensational kind of experience versus just a mindless experience. So okay. Mindfulness is being connected, right?
I love how you said that, because I think a lot of people are mindless, whether they attempt to be or not. So it's funny you say that. Now that I'm talking to you about it, I forget, but Kathy and I have a brand of coffee. We've both agreed we buy it in 5-pound bags. It's a non-mold coffee, and I have a grinder. It's a grinder and coffee maker. Yes. And sometimes I find in the morning, I just pick the top off and I go, just drink in the smell. While it's making the coffee, I'm drinking in the smell of the beans through the bean container. I just love it.
It's so part of it. It's part of all of it. It's just being engulfed in what you were doing in the moment. It's about present moment awareness, right?
I love that. Well, I had a podcast I did with Joanna Roche from Green Spa Network. And it always, when we talk about sustainable and green, and I think of the little, these are all little things, right? I once heard a professional golfer say, I know he was being kind to us slackers on the golf course, but he was saying how the difference between professionals and us hackers is millimeters of difference. It's small thoughts, right? Because so much of sports is mental, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And so this goes back to a lot about mindfulness, right? Like people, I'm sure they laugh at me. Kathy and I walk the dog every day. And maybe once a week, I put on a latex glove and I take a bag from the grocery store and I pick up all the trash that I see. And I always laugh, Kathy. I tell Kathy, the neighbors are going to drive by and go, wow, the shares aren't doing too good. Alan's probably picking up trash for recycle pennies or something. But it helps me walk. Like I have this clean the earth thing. I mean, if you had a soda or a bottle of water, can you throw the bottle in the garbage? No, you have to find a recycle can for it, right?
Oh, yeah. I go through other garbages at parties I'm at, and I'm like, oh, look at all these cans. Let's put those in the right spot.
I know. And they go, oh, there's Jessica.
Oh, she's not doing too well.
She's the yoga girl. She needs some help.
Oh, look at that hippie trying to recycle over there.
Well, and I meditation and mindfulness and breathing. Can I say breathing?
Yes.
So critical to the way that we are moving through our lives. My wife has a wonderful expression when she sees that I'm getting too wired about pick a subject.
Yeah.
She always says, honey, stay in your own lane.
And
you know, it's her expression for me to narrow back down and breathe and just don't get crazy. Just kind of stay in your lane and do your thing. Right.
Don't worry about other people. Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know I love everything about you and your company. And so, okay, this is shameless pitch time, but it's called Moxie Malas. And I know you've given me an education over the years. And you people you can't see who are listening, I have two of the most magnificent malas in front of me that have both been made by Jessica herself. And they're, when I say they're close to my heart, I mean in more than one way.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, you and I have talked about this a lot, but people know, like they see my malas or they see the bracelets I'm wearing and they go, oh, that's a cool bracelet, but there's really more to it than just a bracelet, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Talk about this.
Yeah. So the bracelets are created as a vehicle for a much, much broader message. And that message is actually more internal than it is external because like you just said, people see the bracelet and they think, oh, what a pretty bracelet. I love that. Right. But to you, it means something completely different because each bracelet tells a piece of your story. Some of them mean I'm enough, right? Some of them are willpower. Some of them are heal my heart. And it's the energy of the stones and the crystals and those combinations that create each of those intentions. But what's so powerful about wearing them is that as you're going through your day, you're talking about mindfulness. Those bracelets help you to be mindful of what you're working on in your life. And when we're in a world that is feeling very upside down, it's great to have this sort of inner compass or this touchstone that's on your wrist to say, hey, I am enough, you know, I'm worthy, stillness, those kind of things as a reminder.
So whether I have my bracelet on or whether I have my mala on, you find yourself sometimes just moving from bead to bead. I know we're going to talk about the count on the malas and stuff, but even when I wear the bracelets and I'm talking to people, sometimes I just find myself like there's a comforting feeling in moving the bracelets around and connect. It's really you connecting to yourself anyways, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love it. It's just, it's a nice feeling and they feel good. And I'm glad you could make them in men's sizes as well.
Yes, absolutely. Or they would all, women and children.
Or they'd all end up in Kathy's closet. Okay.
Which is not a problem either.
No. All right. So long before I met you and I had had one of these and I never knew what to call it, but whoops, and I dropped my bike. Okay. We call the long neck hanging item
a mala.
And tell our listeners what mala means.
Yeah, so mala in Sanskrit actually means garland. It translates to garland. So it's a garland of beads, and they're meditation beads, and you use them as sort of a counter or a marking. You use the beads to count how many times you've said your mantra or your word that you're working on. So let's say you've had a hard day and you need peace. So you could be saying peace within or I am peaceful and turning a bead each time you say it. And there's 108 stones, which is a really auspicious number and has a lot of fantastic meanings in a lot of different historical references. But you say it 108 times and then you can be finished with your meditation or you can turn it around and do it again, just depending on what you need.
Don't laugh at me, but I'm going to remind you of something that I've told you before, which is when I've sat down on the couch and tried to do my meditation that sometimes I fall asleep in the middle of counting because I'm so relaxed, but that's just the way it's supposed to be for me, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
And there's no right or wrong, correct?
No, there is not. There is no right or wrong. Your meditation practice and your practice of any kind really is individual to you, right? Yeah. It's what's going to serve you. What brings you peace? What brings you intention and mindfulness? And what helps you to get back to your center when everything else is spinning?
Well, and I have, our listeners can't see, but I have two of them that you've made for me. And you asked me the first time when I said, oh my God, I have got to have one of those that so looks like me. And we start talking about what I wanted. And I kept coming back to the fact that purple not only reminds me of my mother, God bless her, because she loved purple and she was a live wire. And I said, purple just reminds me of her very active life. And you were reminding me that purple is a life color, you know, and it's people are very alive in it. And I wore the purple and I wear the purple, but of course it blends into all the dark shirts I wear, which led you to making the rainbow for me. And of course my rainbow, Kathy tried to take it out of my closet, but I fought.
The full chakra. It's because it's got all the good energy in it. Yeah.
Yeah. So the full chakra is a different feeling. And sometimes in the morning, depending on what I'm doing for the day, I just seem to gravitate to one over the other. And I don't know why, but that's natural, right?
Oh, absolutely. You are drawn to the energies that will serve you. So our energy is very light in that it follows our mind and our mind follows our energy. So they do this little dance together. Whereas the stones and the crystals are pure energy. So they have the same vibration all of the time. And the way we use the stones and crystals and why you would pick one mala over the other or certain stones or crystals over other stones and crystals is because we are trying to accomplish what's called entrainment. So which is when like vibrations are near each other, they sync with one another. So because our vibration and our energy is so light and it follows our mind and it plays around, the crystal energy comes in and our energy will entrain with it. And so things like rose quartz, if you're needing more love in your life and your heart's kind of all over the place, you bring rose quartz near you, it's going to vibrate with those energies of love.
Okay, so a couple of years ago, you did the Green Spa Network conference that we were at, and you were doing the Build-A-Bear? I mean, Build-A-Bear.
Build-A-Bear. Build-A-Bracelet. Close.
It's the bees. Build-A-Bracelet, right?
Yeah.
And you kind of so learn a lot about people when they start looking at the beads, because gravitate to certain things. And then that conversation about why did you go to that bead, and you tell them what that bead is, and they go, oh my God, that's totally what I need. So intrinsically, we seem to know what's good for us. Yes.
Oh yes. We all have intuition. It's just a matter of, are you listening to it? And also, are you trusting it? Are you acting upon it? Sometimes, or we always have these intuition pings that come up, like, oh, this is good, this is not, it's this compass pointing you in the right direction. But sometimes we get a little bit defeated in life and we forget to trust that. And so the more that we can trust ourselves and feel confident in the center of who we are, the louder our intuition gets and the more we learn to listen to it.
You know, it's ironic that you say that. You know, ever since, you've probably been old enough, but ever since we've been old enough to drive, and long before GPS, and you get to the intersection, you go, Christ, left or right, and your instinct tells you go left, and you go right, you find out you're supposed to go left.
But you
weren't listening to yourself.
Yes. And your intuition will never, ever lead you astray.
No, I've learned to be very good about it. But a lot of times I always say I'm a strong type A. So I always say I'm a self-diagnosed ADD. But my ability to slow down is based on either grabbing my beads or something else. And it just reminds me to smile and go a little slower through the day.
Absolutely.
Right? What's the expression? The days go fast, the years go slow, or is it the other way around?
No, it's the other way around. The days are long, but the years are short.
I like my days long. I don't want to rush around anymore. I like it all, especially now because it's dark in the morning and dark in the evening, right? So I'm looking to get the most out of my days. But I love what you're doing. Tell me about classes. I know you do something online or you teach classes. What is it that you do?
Yes. So Maximalas is so much more than the bracelet. It goes beyond the bracelet. And we have virtual workshops monthly where I will come on and I teach about how to create specific intention in your life, or what we call a sankalpa, an intention of the soul, something you're looking to create in your life, or even maybe something you're looking to remove from your life. And then I teach about how stones and crystals can support those energies. We talk a little bit about yoga philosophy, and then you pick out all the stones and crystals you would like in your bracelet, and then I make your custom bracelet for you. It used to be in person, and so then people would make their own and pick their own stones and string it, but because of COVID and everything going on, I've pivoted and we can do it online.
Good. I love it. Well, look, we know that the China virus, it's going to go away. We're going to get a vaccine. It's going to go away. If we get through flu season first.
But, I know, this will be interesting.
One virus at a time, right?
Right.
But the nature is, people have been very good about turning what I would call lemons into lemonade. Yes. So your pivoting is perfect. I did a Florida Spa Association online not too long ago, and it was something called Outside the Box, blah, blah, blah. And I reminded people, there is no box anymore.
No, you know, it's a free-for-all.
It is a free-for-all. And frankly, I think a lot of very creative things will come up during this time. Yes. And we always bounce back. We're going to bounce back again. And we will.
I think we'll bounce forward. We'll bounce forward.
We'll bounce forward. That's right. Yes. And we will come out the other side. So,
absolutely.
Jessica, what's the best way? People can reach you at moxymallows.com, right?
Oh, yes. Yep. My email, phone number, everything is all over the website.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I am so glad that we could spend time talking. You know, this is a favorite subject of mine anyways. And Jessica gets tired of me, people, because at trade shows, I'm always hauling over spa directors and stuff saying, you've got to I know.
I love it.
Well, but people come to your booth and they go, oh my God, I have to have something. It's like there's this natural, because
it's
the
energy.
And it's your energy as well, Michael.
Oh, so don't forget
about it. So Jessica Hawk, Moxie Malas, a Minnesota at heart. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you, Alan. I appreciate you.
And remember, people, be kind to one another. See you soon.
Always.
Hey, folks. As always, thank you for joining us for another installment of the Flock and Gather podcast. Special thanks to Jessica at Moxie Malas. We encourage you to go check them out. Find all her awesome products at moximalas.com, moximalas.com. And we look forward to having you join us next time. Bye now.